Later today, MSPs will debate calls for improvements to the A9 between Inverness and Perth. Campaigners say it's the most dangerous road in Scotland. Some want it made into a dual carriageway for its whole length. Earlier, we heard from our reporter Hugh Williams, who's been finding out where the problems on the A9 are, and we can rejoin him on his journey now.
Join me once again, heading north on the A9 from Perth towards Inverness. 84 miles to go to Inverness. I'm with Norman McCandlish, a long-time campaigner for improvements to this road. It's literally just gone, as we pass the junction there, from dual carriageway back to single carriageway again. And I guess your argument is it's that change which is so confusing and potentially so dangerous.
I think it's one of the major problems is the switch from dual to single and back again. Certainly if you look at the location of the accidents, it's quite evident that has been a factor.
Because that last stretch of dual carriageway was just a few hundred metres long, wasn't it? And if you've had a build-up of traffic behind a lorry, everyone desperate to get past, then some people can't, and that just increases the frustration.
Yes, of course, and the locals know where they can overtake and where they can't. The tourists and other folk don't.
But presumably, the reason it was built like this in the first place, as we come up now after just half a mile or so to another stretch of dual carriageway, is because we're going along valleys between hills, and that's what the engineers could fit into the space. If you're asking them to dual all these stretches of single carriageway, it's going to be massively expensive, isn't it?
Indeed, yes it is. And I think that is one of the problems. But I think, you know, the topography is such that some areas will be very expensive. The stretch, for example, from Perth up to Blair Athol is one of the most expensive stretches. You're crossing rivers, going through defiles, building extra bridges. But actually, if you look at the bit we're just about to go on to just now, which is Killiecrankie, they've built a wonderful high-level road above the old road. So, I mean, it is possible. Yes, you're going to have to throw money at it. But I would suggest it's probably more relevant than Edinburgh's trams.
I suppose the trouble is, if you want to make it dual carriageway all the way, that's going to mean massive roadworks, closing whole sections of the road. Is that honestly worth it?
I think, what's the alternative? Continue with the slaughter.
Norman McCandlish, thank you very much indeed for a short road trip on Good Morning Scotland this morning. Now, from the A9, it's back to the studios.
Hugh Williams there. The MSP who secured today's debate on the A9 is the Conservatives' deputy leader at Holyrood, Murdo Fraser. Earlier, he told Good Morning Scotland that a date for upgrading the road is required.
The Scottish Government are already committed, they tell us, to doing this work. I very much welcome that commitment. But it sits there as part of the Strategic Transport Project Review with a whole host of other projects, and there is no indication of when that work might ever been done and no commitment of resource. And really what we're looking for is some sort of forward timetable so people who use the A9 have some focus on an endpoint.
Well, let's speak to Scotland's Transport Minister, Keith Brown. Good morning.
Good morning.
Can you give Murdo Fraser a date?
I think Murdo Fraser knows full well that our ability to carry out these works, which, again, the Scottish Government, the SNP Government, is the first government to put into a transport review, is dependent on things like finance, is dependent on getting the design and procurement work done by Transport Scotland. And, of course, it's going to be incremental. We've already put in around £50 million to improve parts of the road, as you just heard. And, of course, if, as Norman McCandlish said, people like Murdo Fraser choose to prioritise £500 million on Edinburgh trams, that inhibits our ability to crack on and get this done, not least as well the £1.3 billion cut we've had from Westminster. So it will be as resources allow, but the work is ongoing and it's currently being undertaken in parts of the A9 just now.
So you call it a commitment to dual the A9, but in truth it's an aspiration, isn't it?
No, I don't think that's true. I mean, if you look at the fact, as I've said, that we've put this into the transport review, no other government has done that.
But if it is a commitment, surely you know when the end date is?
No, it's a commitment to do that as we get resources through, but it's also the case, as I've said, we've carried out, we're currently carrying out, for example, £10.3 million of work at Cruden Moor for dualling. We've spent around £50 million on this project, so it's more than just an aspiration, it's a commitment which we're seeing through.
But at this current pace, how long will it take before the stretch between Perth and Inverness is fully dual carriageway?
What I can't really emphasise strongly enough, as Norma McCandless did, that this will depend on resources. And every time, for example, Conservatives and others vote for £500 million for trams in Edinburgh that Edinburgh doesn't want, that inhibits our ability to do it faster. But we will do it as soon as we have the resources to do that.
But in truth, it could be 10, 20, 30, 40, even more years.
I would again point out the fact that the Tories were in for 18 years and chose not even to prioritise this route. Previous governments have been in for 1997 through to 2007 and not prioritised it.
So what would be an acceptable timescale then?
Well, we want to do it as soon as possible. But it will depend, and I think people understand, Norman McCandless certainly understands this, it will be because of the cost of actually undertaking this work, dependent on when finances are available. What we've got to do just now are certainly the worst parts, and the Ballinlough Junction is one that's been mentioned. I couldn't more have mentioned myself, but we spent £50 million already, and we have people work ongoing just now to look at the design and procurement of further sections of it. So it will be incremental. I think people understand that point.
So what is the total cost of duelling the A9 between Perth and Inverness? Will any successive Scottish government ever have that money?
Well, I think they won't have all the money in one go. I mean, one other point I could make is, of course, the borrowing powers, which we don't have in the Scottish Parliament.
But
could
what,
make
this... what is the cost?
Well, we can't have that, because if it happens over time, figures change over time. So I don't think people expect the fact that we'll have a definite figure just now. Murdo Fraser also acknowledged the fact that with the major project, the major priority has to be the fourth crossing, which we just agreed, which could cost up to £2.3 billion. You have to do these things as resources allow. But... And what is right to do is to make sure that the worst aspects of it... I've mentioned Creedmore and also other Ballinlough Junction, for example, are undertaken quickly, and that's what we've done.
But, Minister, some people might be puzzled by your answer here. When you say that this is a commitment on the part of the Scottish Government, it's a commitment that you have no time frame for and you have no idea how much it's going to cost. It sounds like a very vague commitment, doesn't it?
Well, I don't think people think that at all. I think they understand that we've spent £50 million already on some of these junctions which haven't been improved over many years previously, that we have design work going on for some of the larger sections, as was mentioned there, Blair Athol, right through to Aviemore and from Aviemore to Inverness. We've got work ongoing in that. But our ability to do that will depend on resources. People do understand that. They know that we've had our budget cut by £1.3 billion. They know but do not like the fact that we've spent, because people like Murdo Fraser wanted us to do, £500 million on trams in Edinburgh, which we could have spent on the A9.
Can the road actually be upgraded to dual carriageway all the way? We were hearing there about the difficulties, just because in some parts the road is as wide as the space is available.
Yes, I think it can, and I think the design work that's going on just now is showing us some of these major challenges, as was mentioned in your report, the topography. And it is quite a challenging topography all the way up the A9. It's the longest road we have, around 87 miles over that stretch. It can be done, but it is going to take a fair bit of work to do that. And obviously we'll try and tackle the bits which are most pressing, first of all, in terms of safety and economic progress.
And a lot of people pointing out to us on text this morning, we're getting a huge number of them on this subject, that roads... by their very nature, are not dangerous. It's those who are driving on them. Do we need to do more to improve driving skills, particularly on this road, perhaps better signage, etc.?
I think it's always true that driver behaviour will be a factor in these things, and you've heard people refer to the frustration that can be caused when you're backed up behind traffic, and there are many signs, having travelled the A9 many times myself, the signs about not letting frustration get to you, drivers being considerate to other drivers to let them pass and so on. But it is a factor as well, as we mentioned in your report, that when you move from single carriageway to dual carriageway, there can be a rush for people to get past. That is inevitable currently, because obviously we're improving it in sections, so more and more dual carriageway will appear, and that can't be eliminated very quickly. But again, you're right to say that driver behaviour is one of the component facts. The police will certainly tell you that. And what we have to do is make sure that we have the signage correct and that we improve this as fast as we can.